Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What an incredible first day of free agency. Totally exceeded my expectations. A lot of teams made some really, really big splashes today, especially the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not with free agents, but with their own guys. Overall, it was a great day. A lot of noise was made and a lot of money was spent. Tony G, you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
What did you think of day one, bro? A lot of action.
Day one, a lot of the bigger free agents stayed. A few good moves for a few teams. The Cavs, think their rosters that they had last year is going to win them another title.
Don't you think that what Cleveland did today, don't you think that is enough? I mean, they went
six games. Yeah, I just think they spent too much money.
Yeah, but it's not because in a year and a half, it's going to be $100 million, and that's what they're at now. So they're going to be in the luxury tax next year. Instead of saying they spent too much money, let's say they did it the right way. A lot of the times we discount how good of a job a GM did. When I'm talking about this, what comes to mind is Pat Riley. Everyone bashed the Heat for getting together like that with the big three, but yo, they did it the right way. If it was Philly, how would we have reacted?
I don't blame anyone for bringing in three superstars.
But that's what Cleveland did ultimately. But they did it the right way.
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, it's just three. I just don't think. I mean, I don't know. They'll be there around there for the title again. I mean, they can win with that team.
I think they're the best team in the East by far. I mean, I think the Chicago Bulls had a good day. I think keeping Jimmy Butler and Mike Dunleavy were big. I actually thought they could have let Dunleavy walk, but what did he end up getting, Tone? Do you know how much he ended up getting?
I don't think it was a lot of money. I think it was a very good price for the Bulls. 418, that sounds about right.
318, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Dunleavy, if he walked, he probably would have made $8 million.
I thought Cleveland was going to push
that
for Dunleavy.
3 years, 14.4. That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't just going to say that. Without
That's a good number to keep him at.
Yeah, you have to keep him at that.
But now let me ask you a question, though. They are projected to be the number two team in the East this year. They didn't add anybody. They had the same team that they had last year. And if you put that team up against the Cleveland team, you're going to see worse. And if you have Kevin Love on the floor, it's going to be even worse for the Chicago Bulls. In my opinion. That's just my opinion. I think what Cleveland accomplished with the team in their first
year. It would be different. Because, like, Love would have trouble, like, playing defense around the perimeter on Mirotić and stuff. But like, with help defense, Mirotić he didn't really play well when it came to the more physical playoffs. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, Kevin Love is going to make a difference of some sort.
So, out east, you know, we had Cleveland keep all their stars. We had Chicago keep their superstar. We also had the Nets. they kept Brook Lopez and Thaddeus Young. I mean, I don't know what that does for you, but
I mean, it puts them probably in back in the 7 or 8 seed, just hanging around, just not really doing much.
I think you can actually see, you might see them fall out of the playoffs because you got to make room for the Miami Heat.
They could. They could fall out, but I'm just, I don't really know what their plan is. But if I was a Nets fan, then I would, being a Sixers fan, I'm much happier being a Sixers fan than the Brooklyn Nets.
Former number one seed, and I'm going to call them former number one because I don't think they get back there next year. But the Atlanta Hawks sweat one out, and they keep Millsap. But they lose a big asset today. Well, actually, they had an acquisition today, but they lost Damari Carroll to Toronto.
Yeah. Very
who
good.
Who moves into that spot for them?
Who knows? Like, Bazemore's a 2. Tim Hardaway's really a 2. They have Cephalosha, I guess.
Yeah, he's coming back. You got Schroeder also. I mean, to me, that's a big hole they have to throw. You got Korver also.
Getting Scott off the bench. Antich, I heard, is going back to Europe.
Yeah,
but they brought it. They got Splitter, which is a great backup big man. I mean, he's not amazing, but for a backup center, he's one of the best.
And, yeah, he'll actually start some games in front of No, they got Horford. I'm sorry. He is not starting anywhere over Horford.
Unless they're resting players at the end of the year again because of their record. But, yeah.
We got
How about going out?
Like, I don't know what you think about the East, but other than that, I mean, Miami kept Rodgers. That's a big deal to them.
And D-Wade wants his max money, which they're probably going to give them.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to see if they can lure anybody else before they give it to them. It would be nice for them to add, like, Lou Williams type of player. I think that would be huge for them to add a scorer off the bench. Like,
yeah,
spot
I think they're just going to give it to them because more of like a – I think they probably had an agreement when the big three signed. Like, if LeBron opted out, they would – you can't do that, but the teams do. It's like a – they don't have to honor it. It's like just like the thing with Sarge, the buyout. Like, Sixers could have honored him with the deal, but they told, you know.
Yeah. But in the East, Milwaukee Bucks kept Middleton. They kind of kept quiet. I've seen their name surrounding Tyson Chandler.
They kept Middleton now. People were complaining about that, that he got $80 million or whatever, 5 years, $80 million. Was thought it was perfect number for him. Had him as the 14th best free agent in a very good class.
I don't even know if I had him in my. I didn't even have him listed. I had him on my bubble, but I had him staying in Milwaukee.
Yeah, so did I, but he's very underrated player. Great, really good perimeter defender, can shoot well. He's had a really good series versus the Bulls. He's going to big leaps this year.
How about what the San Antonio Spurs did today?
Yeah, they did. They had... But everyone loves to play for them. It's a fun, you know, fun system, a great group of guys, and then they just, well, they gave what's the name is 5 years, $90 million, Leonard, which is deserved. But then Danny Green could have went elsewhere, but he decided to play because, like, why wouldn't you want to play with the Spurs, where you get open shots and contend for titles and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think a big part of how I see the rest of this free agency playing out, it's been reported that Aldridge, it's all reported, so it could also be all bullshit, but it's reported that LaMarcus Aldridge wasn't happy with the Lakers' pitch because it wasn't completely basketball-oriented. It was like, you know, what he could be doing, like with movies and extra, you know, extracurricular shit around L.A., the benefits of playing in L.A. And Aldridge is kind of about basketball. He's made that known. A place like San Antonio is kind of like what he's talking about, right? I mean, basketball first.
Yeah.
Basketball first with what's his name? With Aldridge. And I think, you know, obviously Lakers are about winning championships, but I think in the pitch they kind of could have rubbed them the wrong way with, you know, not enough basketball talk, not enough competing. And, you know, I think that's where the Spurs could have the upper hand against the Lakers. Was it reported that Aldridge already told the Lakers no?
Yeah, I think he wasn't impressed. I wrote in my I wrote about that yesterday, saying that I expected him to go to the Spurs and then if not Dallas. I didn't really think he would ever go to the Lakers because he wants to actually win some games. He doesn't want to play with Kobe and have a 40-win season. He can get paid and win some games elsewhere.
There's a couple other guys I do want to bring up. A couple guys that we and you were pretty dead set on never leaving where they are. But how about the amount of leftovers there still are? I mean, despite having like an amazing day one, I thought day one was awesome. There's still some like strong like guys who were probably going to leave the teams that they're at. DeAndre Jordan.
It was reported that had him going to Dallas for a while.
I think he's definitely going to Dallas
because he wants to take a step towards, and if he wants to do that, he's got to leave the Clippers. It's going to be the same old thing. Why would it change?
I also seen Greg Monroe is actually meeting with the Lakers now and the Bucks tomorrow.
Yeah, he's very overrated, though.
Yeah, I heard his defense is very lacking.
He's not very good. He's like a guy. His stats are way – make him look a lot better because he can rebound and stuff, but he's, like, super slow. But, like, if you can add him, I mean, he's probably going to get overpaid. Not a guy.
Well, everyone's getting overpaid because of the salary cap.
But the Lakers can have him because, you know, they're a great franchise.
Yeah, Lakers or the Knicks. To me, he isn't a huge addition.
No, Lakers or the Knicks. He gives you a few more wins in a terrible season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do you?
You can have your like, he'll bring the excitement. The fans will be like, yeah, we got Monroe. Yeah, we might make the playoffs this year. No, that's not enough. But let them have their happiness.
I think it's a guy that will be spent a little bit extra money on because the money is there right now for a lot of these teams, a lot of these big money teams. Where do you think ultimately he ends up?
Who? Monroe? Lakers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Lakers also because I think they're gonna strike out on everybody else. How about Wesley Matthews? I seen our boy Sam Hinkie pulled off a nice little trade tonight. Landis Nick Stauskas. But in saying that, there's also links to why the Kings are salary dumped, and it's been hinted around that Rondo is one of the guys.
Yeah, I think they're going to go Rondo West, Matthews.
Yeah, so do I. I see Monta Ellis' name linked. There's no way that happens.
twice in one.
I mean, there's a way it happens if they don't get West, but they that should never be in their back of their mind.
I think Monta Ellis is Pacers all day.
He would, but he would get paid more by the Kings, so.
How about Dwayne Wade? You think he just sticks around in Miami?
Yeah, they're going to max him. And there's no team wants him for max money. Not one team in the world.
Now, if they max out Wade, are they capped out or are they down to a mid-level exception? They have to be capped out, right?
I would think so with Drogic.
Yeah, Bosh, Wade, and Drogic. Definitely
yeah.
Caps them out.
Yeah.
Who's on their bench? Like, they still have Chalmers and all. Like, are they really still going to go into another season with Chalmers and Haslam and Chris Anderson? I mean, is that really?
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to win.
Is that what we have to listen to?
I guess.
That's a horrible bench, dude.
Like, the Heat are far from. Like, they're going to win some games, but they're really not contenders of anything.
I actually think they could be like a dark horse in the East, too. I actually think they could be an Eastern, like a conference finals team.
Nah, they're not deep enough.
I love Bosh.
It all depends if they're healthy and. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bosch. I do like Whiteside.
Winslow.
They have a nice starting five. It's just I don't see them like getting to. I mean, I guess they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'll take back what I said. I wasn't really thinking about it.
All right, say for instance,
but like with a bench like that, I almost think it's impossible. To do that, like to win a championship in the NBA nowadays, I think you have to be deep.
You have to be deep. I do agree. You definitely have to be deep.
And that's what separates Golden State from the rest of the pack. Their bench comes in, they don't lose much. They go up more points.
Yeah, it definitely benefited them all season. Especially because they did benefit from not a lot of injuries also. It was pretty astonishing how many injuries they didn't have this season compared to other teams.
There's a
guy I have on my list that's like a leftover free agent that isn't going to command a lot of money. And I actually think he would be a good fit on the Miami Heat. How about Rodney Stuckey?
I think I saw him maybe going to the Heat. There's another good team I've seen Stuckey possibly going to. Wizards.
You know who else?
The Wizards are like the front runners.
Wizards! I've seen that too.
Yeah, since Pierce is leaving, that's their target guy.
Yeah, I actually seen that too.
Since Pierce, it went back to Doc Rivers and Los Angeles Clippers. The Rodney Stuckey is Washington's big free agent signing.
Yeah, who did the Clippers land today? Paul Pierce?
Yeah, Paul Pierce. 3 years.
That does nothing for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I liked him so much.
It helps them a lot. Like, he's a good – like. He's a good guy to have in the locker room. He gets good minutes, and like he's getting older, but he still plays some productive minutes.
I really liked him. I really liked him in Washington. I thought it was a good role for him. I was a little disappointed to see him roll. One guy, have you heard any rumors about Reggie Jackson? I haven't seen his name one time, dude.
Yeah, I don't really know who is. I don't expect them to re-sign in Detroit, but I really don't know which team would want
Brooklyn?
To pay Reggie Jackson.
He's from Brooklyn, ain't he?
Reggie Jackson is from Brooklyn. He's an East Coast guy. He went to Boston College.
I thought he was from Brooklyn. That's why they kind of wanted to bring him back. But Patrick Beverly is also out there.
Yeah, Beverly.
He's a guy I'd like to see go to the Knicks. I think it'd be good for him. I mean, I don't give a fuck who the Knicks get, to be honest with you. But I'd really like to see him there. I think that'd be a pretty good spot for him.
Yeah, over the Knicks.
Definitely
give him
what they need.
Bigger role, like. But, like, I don't know if he's really that guy. I actually do think he's, like, one of those tough defending. He's, like, a perfect role player for a team. Like great for the team he's on, Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I would be. It's surprising to see if the Rockets
like how
miss out on
him. Patrick Beverly by himself.
He's,
like, it's not,
he's tough.
He's good.
Yeah,
but
he's not by himself. He would be with Carmelo.
Yeah, but that's not only two. Like, that's basically by yourself. When the rest of the roster is garbage.
I do agree with that, but what it does do is it takes the ball out of Carmelo's hands more, which is how
he's
the
not
only,
more,
only
he's not much of a creating point guard, though. Beverly.
No, but he's – it's a situation where I think it's like an Allen Iverson effect. It's like, well, let's get a good – point guard who can just dribble the ball around, play good defense, and make offensive plays when we need him to, which is like exactly what he is. And so it doesn't fuck with Carmelo, who needs the ball, he needs to shoot a certain amount
of
time.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. If you're saying it's not, yeah, he's not going to, that's exactly what he is.
He's not like going to take away
wait,
from.
Even Eric Snow is talent.
Yes. And he's
like,
not going to take touches
shoot
away
and
from
stuff. But, yeah, agree.
Trying to think.
So,
all right,
let the Knicks have Beverly. But I expect them to re-sign, but I really don't know what the cap deal is with
Houston. Well,
yeah.
Houston can only get people. I mean, they can sign any of their guys. But they can only get people as if they can salary dump like the Kings did. I wouldn't mind. I don't know. Like with this trade, it kind of I don't know.
I just seen. I want to look up a guy that I was wondering where he may go. I mean, he's not a big free agent guy, but KJ McDaniel. Since we're on the Knicks. The Knicks are looking KJ McDaniels, and Ed Davis are looking at. Ed Davis is a good piece, though, floating around.
You know
he's
I like Ed Davis.
Yeah, he's still young, under 25, very long, had some very good games last year. And then who else
he
is, like, good floating around? Other guys are – that hasn't signed yet. Like Mo Williams.
Why the fuck are the Pelicans signing a Sheik to a 5-year deal?
I mean,
they should go. They should get Kufos. Kufos is better than a Sheik.
No, that's no.
Kufos is better than a Sheik.
There's no, and there's just no way.
I think a Sieg blows.
He plays good defense, though. Like, they Anthony Davis is going to have the ball in his hands all day, so they just have another tall guy to protect the rim with him.
He's so slow.
He is very slow, but Kufos is very slow, and at least he's taller. Like, Sieg's not that bad. What did he get paid? I'm kind of curious.
It's not reported yet. It just says that they're finalizing a deal.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't shock me. But other guys Mo Williams, Bismack Biyombo, are they still free agents?
Yeah, they're still out there. I haven't heard news about either one of them.
Yeah.
So I got one of my new homies chiming in. HG at KD for president, my man. He agrees with me, says Kufos is better than a Sikh. But
offensively,
he wants me to talk
around.
He wants us to change the subject, actually. He wants us to talk a little Sixers, which is our forte. And how it was, how we highway robbery. It better be highway robbery for us. If we give up Dario Saric, I will be very fucking upset.
No, I don't. I think it's our. I just saw something that he's not involved. So we pretty much just like the Kings pretty much gave us a first round pick, and we'll
first
take rounders.
Stauskas is a need. We needed a guy that could stretch the floor and shoot the three ball. I mean, that's what we need.
Yeah,
regardless, how old is he? 22?
21.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much time for him to develop. He might not be anything, but for what
he
we
not
got,
be, but, that, but yeah, and let's regard, he'll get minutes here. So like, he'll get all the time in the world to develop. And if he's not good, who cares?
If he's not good, we'll know right away.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. We were still winning the trade. We give up
exactly
nothing.
Let's go.
The Sixers magically, not magically, if they everything goes well and we start winning some games and the Kings locker room blows up because the characters they're bringing in, I don't see them winning basketball games at all. They're kind of just like four guys, like four talented guys who may run around and I don't know what they're doing over there. But, yeah, then we can also swap picks with the Kings if we happen to be better than them.
In 3 years, we're better than the Kings. So if it's that long away, like if the swaps are down the line, we're better than the Kings.
The Kings down the line, you're 100% right. Then I'm on my knees and I'm bowing down. Hanky.
Let's go. We need to chant at opening night, brother. Hanky. Okafor scored 20 points. He'll score 20 points a game this year. Hanky. Lakers missed the playoffs again. They won 12 games. Hanky. Yo, you know what's fucking great about free agency, bro? Just seriously. This is what's great about free agency. The league, the NBA players are finally starting to see what we and you have been saying for years. Nobody wants to play with Kobe.
No one wants to play
human.
With Kobe. For sure. People used to suck it up because old Kobe was incredible and like, yeah, come on, fine, I want to win the title. I'll deal with his antics. But now no one wants to go play with him. Why would you?
This is Mamba Kobe. Did you hear actually what happened today or last night at the Aldridge meeting? Yeah, listen, I have a minute and 30 seconds. I gotta tell you what happened. I got inside scoop that what happened was Kobe walked into the LaMarcus Aldridge interview or whatever you want to call it. He put
yeah,
up a 5-minute. Put up a 5-minute highlight reel of himself. When the video was over, he looked at Aldridge and he says, "LaMarcus, how would you like to pass me the ball this season?" And Aldridge said, "I'm out of here." He said, "Get me the fuck out of L.A., bro. L.A. is not going to L.A. Let's put it that way." I love it. I love that the league finally sees how bad of this Kobe teammate. So overrated. My boy Kurt Lowe was preaching it the other day to me. Yo, we're bleeding over into the podcast. We'll probably talk for like 10 more minutes if you want to keep listening. I appreciate everyone for listening. We're going to try and do this a lot more often. Hopefully you stay tuned and listen to the last 10 minutes of the podcast. But and nobody wants to play with Carmelo, Tim.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
I mean,
all the free agent money in the world.
Carmelo thought he was still good enough. He thought he was as good as the NBA is now. he still thinks himself and one other guy could contend for a title when it is impossible. Even LeBron James has to trying to play with two other good guys.
The league is so good now.
That's how delusional Carmelo is. And then people praise him because they say, oh, he's still one of the best scorers in the league, blah, blah. But it doesn't matter when you can't win, when no one wants to come play with you. Like, two guys never want to come play with you, and you're never going to get a solo guy anyway, because they know these players aren't – they have agents, and these players know basketball. They know they can't – they're not going to go to New York and just win with you and Melo and three other bums. It just doesn't work that way.
Exactly. And you know what? The guys that they're adding – the guys that they would be adding at this point, who they actually have a shot at, aren't good enough to make them that team, in my opinion.
No.
They needed a Jimmy Butler type of player, like a real difference maker. They do, and what's so great about the Knicks is they need help on offense and defense. They need a complete revamp. The Carmelo resigning was disastrous to them last year in free agency. Disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
It's being reported that, are you ready for this? Are you ready for Amir Asik's contract?
Yes.
5 years. $60 million.
I was there.
$12 million a year.
It's just since the cap went up, everyone's just getting overpaid. Like, the only people who really didn't get overpaid were like Brendan Wright. He got 3 years, $6 million from the Grizzlies. Great pickup by them, by the way. But like,
you're right, amazing pickup.
Kyle Singler, who's probably not even going to play much, got 5 years, $25 million.
Five mil per.
Kyle fucking Singler. I don't even know if he allowed to curse, but whatever.
He might get caught.
Singler.
He might pay him just to stay home.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't get it. Like,
how did he ever play
they,
on that team this year?
He got a chance to play for them with injuries and stuff, and he didn't even play well.
They got rid of what's his name? Don't forget, they got rid of Jeremy Lamb. So, it does free up some available minutes.
He was playing with over Jeremy Lamb anyway, and they didn't have Durant. And he didn't play well.
Yeah, you're right. He sucks. $5 million to suck. Wouldn't that be nice? Jenna Jameson don't even get paid $5 million to suck.
No, I know. And it's
and she's
for five
really
years
good at it.
Sucking. 5 years.
Yeah, she's really good at it. She don't make five
Who?
Mil.
Yeah.
Joe, you know what? Hold up a second.
We didn't mention a couple of names.
Got
an absurd contract. I like the guy. I think he's good. Thank God it's only for 2 years. But Amir Johnson, 2 years, $24 million.
You like him there? You think he's you probably
I do
star
like
power
there.
Forward,
I do,
right?
I do like him there. Like, I do think he had the good signing for them. But he'll probably start at center. I guess he'll go small. Have Sullinger at the four. Johnson's
wow.
a power forward center guy. Like, he can play center.
I also seen Tobias linked to Boston. I guess that's probably no shot now that they signed Amir Johnson. Where do you think that puts Tobias, though? You think Detroit ultimately makes the move for him?
Yeah, that's going to be their guy.
Yo, that's a good fit next to Drummond, bro.
Yeah, I've been giving him, not the greatest of reps. Just because the way he plays and stuff. But it's not even – it wasn't Tobias is what I had a problem with. His system with the Magic, and it didn't really fit well. But I had him, I think, 13th on my top 15 free agents of this year, which was, very deep. In Detroit, I think Harris takes his game to the newest levels and has a very good season. Understand Van Gundy? I like
it. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, look, let's wrap up day one. Let's see if there's any yellow. I'll tell you what. I mean, I think we should get back into the free agency in the next day or two. Definitely do another show. I'm sure some more dominoes are going to fall in the next couple of days. There's a lot of leftovers still. There's a lot of, like
there's some like good role players. You got like Corey Brewers of the world.
Follow Cantor.
Yeah, Cantor, Stucky, who we said about the other or earlier.
What?
No, I'm just saying he's another guy we mentioned. He's still floating around, even though he's probably going to the Wizards. He's still there around.
David West could be a difference maker on a playoff team.
Yeah, I think I heard.
Did you hear what he said about
the
Knicks today?
No, I knew I heard his name with the Knicks.
Oh, no, they said, what is your overall goal in free agency? Like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? He says, I want to go to a contender. So he said, how about the Knicks? Your name's been linked to the Knicks. He says, didn't you hear me? I said a contender. The Knicks aren't on my list. See ya.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Phil Jackson.
I forgot. Yeah, Bargnani's a free agent.
See ya, he's so ass.
Yeah, I know.
Why do I see him on the Spurs this year? He'll drop 15. He'll be like the next Boris Diaw.
Yeah, that's the thing with if he gets in a right team, he can give like okay minutes. That's the thing.
Can he
like,
stroke the triple?
Yeah.
Let's go. Get him on Golden State. More splash. I need as much splash as possible. I wouldn't go to a Golden State game and come out physically drenched in water. That's how much splash I need next season.
Yeah.
Most exciting team in basketball, bro. They had a great fucking day, dude. Draymond, they kept Draymond. If that's not the most important thing, I don't know what is. Somebody said overpaid. The dude did a fucking triple-double on the road in a clinching fucking game. What
do Duke can defend three positions well. His pick and roll defense is incredible. First team all defense. Mismatch on offense. Could be because he's too fast for some. He can stretch out on people who are too big. I believe
Thaddeus Young
underpaid.
Thaddeus Young. He got 50 mil, 60 mil. What did he get?
Draymond probably could have went somewhere else and got 100 mil. He would have got 100 mil for 5 years.
No, it would have been same buck, I think, right?
Well, no, I think he might have been able to get up to 90. No, I think he could have got more.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he could have got Jimmy Butler money, like 95.
Yeah, 95.
Yeah.
And he definitely would have.
But he has to take less because I'll be really surprised if they don't bring Barbosa back. He's a free agent. He's going to land on some contender if he doesn't sign with them. Cleveland would be fucking – that would be a great signing for them because he don't make no money either.
Yeah. Oh, and then
he's
other guys are free agents.
Back up point guard.
I forgot, like, a follow. He's okay.
Well, I heard he's linked to the Knicks.
Yeah, he's linked to the Knicks too. Like,
that's no defense, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
How can you be a GM and think a follow works next to Carmelo? I don't fucking see it, dude. I really don't.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I think losing Shumpert till them last year, I actually 100,000%.
Lou Will is the one guy I want to know where he's going to end up.
I want Miami, bro.
Miami. Yeah, I think he still wants to be a contender. But I could see him going to, he's a guy, he might just go to, like, the Knicks and try to light it up.
Hold up a second. We're getting some new news on the Kings trade.
Great. Oh, nice.
I'm looking at what first rounder we get. Okay, never mind. I'm misreading what I'm reading, but overall, I mean, it's all positives. I haven't seen one negative thing about this trade for the Sixers. It's definitely a good trade. I mean, they had a shooter. So, but listen, I'm going to cut us off before we get cut off. We'll be back this week, Tony G. Good talking with you. We had a good fucking talk tonight. Nice guy, sports. Check back in a couple days. Tony, I'll talk to you soon, bro.
All right. See you.